Parshas Mois, you had the Sipat Vaviba, Yom Rab Mehem, Vayom Asalof Mitzrayim, Beishmal Kim Esnakosam, Vayar Lekim, Vayeda Lekim. So the Poshta meaning of Vayeda Lekim, like Rashi says, is Nosra Lem Levele Helem Enov, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mesim Lev, meaning not Chasr Shalom, that there's a lack of idea, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to act upon the idea at the time. And the movement of Das is a movement of focusing, paying attention. That's the movement of Das that's used over here. That is the, I mean, that's the Pashto Pshat in the Pasuk. There's another Inyan that says in the Sfarim, a lot of places, B'derech Klal, whatever it is that we're lacking, that has a roishim lamala. In other words, it says Hashem tzilcha, and whatever inyan Klal Yisrael is lacking in, that's the hashkacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shows, withdraws that mida, and so on. I mean, Novi is full of the hashkacha. If Klal Yisrael is mezana, the peiros are mezana, they don't give the right peiros, and so on. So that means also that in Yorim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, in order to be metakin something, Kodesh Klal Yisrael needed the gula, and the midah that Kodesh Baruch Hu used was vayeda. So that means that he was, the Lashon HaSfarim say, the Sochachava says it, the Avnezer says it, and others, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was mashpia das on Klal Yisrael. It says that the Arizal says that the das was in Golus by Mitzrayim, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu was mashpia das on the Klal Yisrael. The Pashto Pshat of it is that das is a very generic term. It means Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim was kol kula shakua in work. There was no time to think. There was no time to understand. And b'meila, there was no das. And the das, in the sense of any type of sichlius, any type of machshava, and so on, is the nekuda that was nishlam. That's the Pashto Pshat in it. But I think there's an oimek over here, specifically in the musig of das, the way we, as das being specific, a specific type of seichel, a specific type of havana, rather than generically all types of seichel and das. We spoke a lot of times about different facets of das. Das has many different facets to it. I'd like to speak about a different nature in Das, which emanates from the general understanding of Das, but it has a specific meaning in this Indian over here. The Maral says that in the three inyanim of Mikra, Mishneh, Gemara, the Chazal always point out that the three inyanim of learning Talmud Torah, and that's the halacha, is Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, are keneged Chochma, Bina, and Das. That makes a lot of sense, that these three inyanim would be keneged. So Mikra is keneged Chochma, and that's something that's very understandable. Chochma, Rashi says, is what a person learns from someone else, Lemin Pi Rabbi. Mikra is dictated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila, that's where it goes. Mishnah, the Maral says, is keneged das, and whereas the Gemara is keneged bina, which reverses the order a little bit, and he's specific about it. The lashon that he says is because chachma is something which because the das, the mishnayis, is it gives over the brirus of the things with havdalah. More or less, that's the lashon uses, and it's something we need to understand specifically. Mishnah and Gemara are not just two types of limudim. Mishnah is a short version, Gemara is a long version. There's a fundamental difference in the chelik of chachma that was given each one. One is keneged bina, one is keneged das, and we'd like to try to understand that as well. There's a very famous chazal in the beginning of Ayikra, It says, Kol Tamid Chacham She'en Boi Das Nevela Toi Veimenu. A Tamid Chacham that has no Das is a Nevela is better than him. It says Vayikra that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Tamid Chacham with Das, and the Raya was that he didn't approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu until he was called. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that chisorin and that maila is called as das and ein by das. So somebody that barges in, and Chazal give a mashal, like a mashal, somebody barges into the king's room, that's called ein by das, and for that nevelas tovei menu. And the and Moshe Rabbeinu, somebody waits to be called and so on, and that is called that's called yesh b'das. It strikes us very strange that the hagdara for that would be das. The thing that we would associate it with would be derech eretz, midas tovos, more or less somewhere under the gap between derech eretz and midas tovos is where we would define the act of knocking on a door before you walk in or not coming until you're called. What does it have to do with das? And except in a very loose way, it's hard to understand. Where is the chisaron of das over there, and so on? There's a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, "Hashem b'chochma yaser aretz." HaKadosh Baruch Hu was miyaser aretz with chochma. Koinin shemayim b'tvuna. He put the shemayim in place with tvuna. That's the end of one pasuk. And then he has a second pasuk, Bedaitoi, Tohoimois Nifko, Ushchokim Yurafutal. And so it's describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma, usage of Chachma in making the world. So it says that Yisud Aretz is Keneged Chachma, Shemayim is Betvuna. End of a pasuk. That's end of one thing. Then he has bedaitoi tohoimois nifko. Das was used to crack open the tohoimois. Ushchokim yirafu tal, and shemayim gives tal. So lemaisa, you have here das taking care of two things. First of all, you have the Tehoimois Nifko and Shchokim Yerafutal. It says Tehoimois Nifko, so first of all there's a lotion of breaking apart, cracking open, making some sort of fissure that Shaykh Tadas. And also the two types of Geshem, the fact that the Goyen says the Eid Yalamina Oretz, the fact that there's rain coming from the bottom, and the fact that there's Shchokim and Shemayim can give rain on the earth, both of them are products of das. Interesting. What is the klal of das that is so different than chachma and tvuna, and it's so different than and it splits into two, into tahoimis nifko and tishchokim rafutol. So we have to understand das in this sense, in a specific sense. It says that the Gemara says, why did we say Havdolah in Chaynin Adas? Why were Chazal Meyasid the Havdolah in the Bracha of Das? Because in Das, Ayin Havdolah Minayin. But it's true of almost everything else. The every pool a person does requires Das. And yet, and Chazal there's talk about how big Das is, and it appears that Chazal are speaking specifically about the Koyach of Das. Chazal are speaking specifically about Das as opposed to other types of Chachma, and not Das as a generic term. So let's understand the Mahalach. Let's contrast it with Bina specifically, and we'll see the pluses and the tzadim. Chachma, we said, is what a person receives from his Rav. Some Rishonim say Chachma are the axioms that a person is inborn with, the natural axioms that every person has. That's the way his brain is wired. or what a person learned from somebody else, or what a person picks up from his senses, what a person sees around him and is koilet, and so on. That's the raw material a person begins with. A person can go in two directions with that chachma. One direction is the person can expand on it, can extend it, and the person can say, if this is true, certainly in a case like this, similarly in a case like this, we would apply it in another case in this way. A person can extrapolate his chachma and get a much bigger building out of it. That midah is called bina. It's the same thing like Chazal say, "Vayiven asat seila, melamed shebina yaseira nitna lenashim." The ability to extrapolate outwards lies in mahalchei bina. That is the koach of bina. It's a koach of bina, and it requires, like we speak a lot of times, koach adimyon to be medame milsa lemilsa. That is the first step, possibly, when a person starts with chachma. The problem, the mile of it is that it greatly expands what you have. It builds out and expands. The problem with it is two things. First of all, there is no truth check. You medama milsa la milsa la milsa la milsa, then there's no critique. There's no way to separate the wheat from the chaff. That's one problem with it. You need some sort of mechanism to test each piece and say, is it sushtel or good sushtel or not? And then there's a finer problem. If you don't define something accurately, if you don't place boundaries on it, then you don't have any tfisa whatsoever. If I tell you that the color blue is exactly this shade, and I define it mathematically, a wavelength that is this exact wavelength, that is, I have a very sharp definition, I have something, a very sharp dividing line, and b'meila, I can grasp it, because I know exactly what blue is. If I tell you blue stretches from this point to this point, a wavelength between this point and this point is blue, it starts becoming harder to define blue. Mechatesa. Mele, if it's exactly one specific wavelength, then I say, okay, this is blue. But if I say blue, it's a continuum, it stretches from here to there, and what about a little bit further? It also starts becoming very hard to understand what exactly was I tefis over here. What exactly is blue if it could be from here to here? If I tell you good is defined as doing tayag mitzvahs, so this is very specific. If I tell you doing tayag mitzvahs or anything similar, it starts losing out in having a klara hagdara. B'meila, I don't really have a tfisa in it, because you can't be tefis things that are be'erech. He's kind of good. He's kind of a tzaddik. If he's kind of a tzaddik, then I don't know how to define it. I don't have anything. It's like trying to hold pudding in your hand. It's a little more, a little less. There's no. It's not clearly and sharply defined. And also, the thing loses its metzias. When something is sharply defined, it has a very concrete metzias. When something is iffy, when something is vague, so its metzias is vague. If the borders are not sharpened and set, then its metzias is kind of somewhat vapid. It's not really a concrete metzias. That is where Das comes in. Das criticizes. Das says the Tzustel is not true because of this, because of this, because of this. Das also therefore serves to define by putting limitations on the Bina, by sharpening the line of division, between the Bina and between what is and what isn't, I get a clear definition. I also, the thing itself gains a metzias. Once I've sharply defined what is blue, and it's a very exact definition, so now blue is a real metzias. It's not just a vague feeling of something that's blue, bluish, kind of blue. It's very clearly defined. And also the person has a clear tfisa and havana in it. That, those are the milas and purposes of das. So we have bina and das are two contrasting midas that come out from chachma. Bina takes us the route of expanding it, building it up, and therefore a person needs to he broadens the chachma and builds up the chachma, and das gives it a reality check. Is it? Is it not? And so on and so forth. That's what the moral means. Mishnah and Gemara are not just, one is a short version, and one is a long version. The two separate halakim of Chachma. When a person learns Mikra, it's vague. V'hoyle zikorein, letoitofois, etzitzis, doesn't, the Torah itself is not sharply magdir any of its mitzvahs. Mishnah is a very clearly delineated, defined hagdaris. This is a ksuba, these are the people that get the ksuba. The Mishnah to the Gemara is the act of putting sharper lines around the inyan through its halachas. Gemara is the act of binyan of the Mishnah. I take the things that I came up with in the Mishnah, and then I say, okay, can we be medama milsa milsa? The Gemara is being medama milsa milsa. That's the mitzvah of the Gemara. And b'meila, that's where it's going to. That's where it's taking us to. So in the threesome of Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, it's not just three topics that we should learn and so on. It covers Kol HaTorah Kula. Happens to be three sfarim, could be five sfarim, could be one sefer. It's not like that. It's all Chalkei Chachma. In Torah, there's a chelik that's input, and that's Sinai. In Torah, there's a chelik that's hagdara on what we got, and that's Mishnah. And there's a chelik in Torah that's binyan, and that's Gemara. The koyach of Isha is also, it says Noshim are Bina Yesera, and it says Daitan Kalois. Bina Yesera is a woman has a koyach of Dimyon, a koyach of expanding something and putting a lot of things under a sort of one heading, which is constructive in itself. A zacha has das as opposed to Isha's dait and kalus, and he can be a lot more critical and put down the gdorim and say it's a vague comparison. It has to, you can't just lob it in. You've got to sharply cut the two and distinguish between this and this. So distinction lies in das. It's a koyach of a zacha, and binyan is a koyach that lies in koyach adimyan. It's a koyach that's associated with nekeva. Those are the koyches mitzad understanding and so on. The Torah says there's a mitzvah. It says to be mavdil bina behema tohera lebehema tmeya. So Chazal say, what does it mean? Does it mean to be mavdil between a para and a chamor? I mean, you don't need a tremendous koyach avdola to be mavdil between the two. But it means if it was nishchat ruboy or nishchat machzal machza, miyutoy. That's where there's that. So there's a mitzvah v'hivdaltem. It's a mitzvah lahoros. There's a mitzvah to be mavdil between the tameh and the tohar. And that mitzvah is to sharply define the distinction between Tameh and Tahor. Let's try and understand on a personal level, rather than on a sichlistic level, the difference between das and not das. On a level of seichel, we explained what das does or adds to bina. On a personal level, defining a person's own metzias vis-a-vis something bigger and greater lies in the koyach of das is the key to that hanhaga. L'mashal, Chazal say that the Torah gave us a din of kibud, of av, kibud of a rav, and so on. To be mechabed someone else, I have to hone in on the distinction between me and him. Teva of a person is that the only distinction we make is when there's an oyev or a soine. But when there is no sinner, then there is no gvulus. The faket, he's my chava, he's my chava, he's my chava, kol yisrael chaverim. That is a positive gather of a binyan type. But when I need to define myself, when I need to define the other person as being bigger or better, that requires a koyach of das. Giving the other person A, his distinction, and his chshivas klapi me, requires an understanding that I'm not there. That's not me. He's higher than me. Avada, we're all part of one tzibur, we're all chaverim, all good. But like the Gemara says, chavrusa klapishmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a palsy-walsy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an oyev and a merachem. It says Re'echa, also says, Re'echa says is klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Re'echa v'Re'avicha, it's v'afrech kamocha, Rashi says, it refers to Bein Adam L'Makom, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Shem Re'ah. It's also defined as such. That's true in one aspect. But the other aspect is the person has to deher who is he. And if a person doesn't deher that, then he's lacking in a tfisa and avana. If a person understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just in the sense of friendly, nice, likes me a lot and wants to do good things for me, then between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's no gap. Then me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and the same. If the Rav is not Doimelov to Malach Hashem Tzvokos, then again, then I'm not a Makabel and he's a Neusen. We're all Chaverim. We're all Talmud Chava, Rav Chava. There's no sense of Talmud Rav, Melech Am. All of the structures that require a sharp distinction fall aside if you don't have it. So the Mitzad Nefesh HaAdam, a person requires the mid of das to be able to say, one second, we're friends, we're nice, it's wonderful, but who is he and who am I? The sense of distinction bedafka brings in the mid of year. That's the pshat Talmud Chacham she'en by das nevela toiva himenu. I just thought there's two. What's the Lashon Nevela? A Nevela is A, it's a Bal Chai that has in common with a person the fact that they're both biological entities, zoological entities, and the fact that he's living, he's dead, from biological point of view, it's the same. I mean, just the physiology is different, but mitzad the anatomy, mitzad the flesh, the meat, everything's the same. In other words, just like saying a dead behema, pager, is the same as me, because we both have protein, we both have bones, and we both have this, and we both have that, that's the same way if a person doesn't have the sense of this and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks I'm a good person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. We're all this, it's we're chelek al kaimim al. Yes, the same way like a Baal Chai, like a pager, is related to you, that's how you relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is l'kim chayim, and we're ketzel yof, we're nothing.
What's ketzel
yof? The difference and distinction between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a person. Talmud Chacham Shem Das means if a person barges into the Beis HaMikdash, if the person barges into the Kodesh, without being called, it means because there's no distinction. It's not a question of their heritage. Is a nice person? Is it a nice thing? No. Even a friend, mitzad hilchus nimusin, mitzad hilchus der heritage, supposed to knock even a friend's door. That's so. If the person might be doing something private or whatever it is, that is a der heritage for everybody. What the person's lacking is the sense of distance between him and what's beyond him. That's the reason why it's called, the Midah was titled as Das. Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was Panim al Panim, but he was Yoreh Milahabit. Chazal say that Midah Keneged Midah, because he was Yoreh Milahabit, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him Panim al Panim. You can't speak Panim al Panim to a person that takes that to mean there's no division. Panim al panim is a Kadosh Baruch Hu reaches across the infinite gap between Bria and Bayre, between Nivra and Bayre, and still speaks to him. For somebody that's not Yoreh Milahabit, then there's no then a Kadosh Baruch Hu would never speak Panim al panim, because that's Chavrusa Klal Peshmaya. It's because Moshe Rabbeinu was Yoreh Milahabit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could speak to him panim al panim without it eroding that boundary. Moshe Rabbeinu, the first Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, the first point he was told was Shal Nalechem Areglecha Kamakam Shetayim of Kadosh. The point was the first, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled to him the gap between him and further. You don't find that by anybody else, by the previous ones, by Avraham, by Yisrael, Yaakov. Yaakov himself had that realization of Neira, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him. Moshe Rabbeinu, since he had a special midah of Das, he needed to, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled that midah of Das, to understand that distinction. The Midah of Das allows a person an understanding in a makom that he would never ever have an understanding before. It's not only destructive in the sense, in a critique sense. To be able, if a person, let's take an example, let's take two people. One person was very turned on by some ruchnius, by Torah, by some ruchnius, by some experience. And as the person is turned on, as the person is nesreimim, he feels very, very special, and he realizes, this is Kedusha, this is Torah, this is Kedusha, and so on. That requires a certain sensitivity, and but that's the easier one. A person who is not on a higher darga, and he understands at least that what's there is beyond him, when he recognizes that there's higher than where he is outside of him, that gives him something to strive for. When Shabbos Kodesh comes, we mekadesh the yom. As the yom descends on us, mi goram. The Yayin Lava is the Kiddush Hayoyim, or vice versa, but the Kiddush is caused by Kiddush Hayoyim. So a person is in the Shabbos mode, and he senses the Kiddush Hayoyim, he feels the Kiddush Hayoyim, and he says a Shevach for that. That is an important, that's a Chashev accomplishment. More Chashev than that is, a person is in his weekday mode, and he says, there's a Shabbos beyond where I am. Havdalah is the act of the Herin Kedusha Shabbos as not where I am, but past where I am. when I'm mavdal being kodesh l'chol, I'm saying I recognize myself as being outside of the kodesh, and in a sense it's a much higher dagger, because then I'm linked to kedusha even when I'm not there by the recognition that I'm not there. Meirochak Hashem nearly is the hera kodesh baruch hu from the merchak shaboy, from the fact that I'm not there. That's where the hera. And it's a much more profound level of das. It's a much more profound level of the herd something. And it's maila is that it allows itself to be the herd even when I'm not together. Even when I'm not there, adrabba, because I'm not there, I hear what's beyond me. That's the mid of das as expressed. And that's why Chazal say, im das ayin havdolo minayin, you can't have Havdalah unless there's a clearly defined recognition. If Shabbos and Sunday, if a person has no das, so it's a Yom HaRichter. One better day, one stay. When a person sharply has that I am not there, when the sharper the hair of I'm not there, the more intense is the havdalah of being kodesh l'chol. So in tchunas hanefesh of a person, the sense das is the ability to the hair where I'm not, because I've sharpened the boundaries, and because I've clearly defined the metziasin. Where I'm not and what I'm not is where I am, is where I can grasp the things beyond me. If a person doesn't quite hear where he's not, so he has no handle on getting it. I'm also a little bit of a Talmud Chacham, he's a little bit more of a Talmud Chacham, he's a little bit more of a Talmud Chacham. If it's a continuum, so I don't hear that I'm not a Talmud Chacham and he is a Talmud Chacham, I should be like him. It's kind of all fudges together. The tchuna of avdus, one of the central tchunas of avdus is avda befkeir nichalei. An eved is a very undefined being. He has no yichas, he has no father, he has no mother, he has no children, because the adam takes him wherever he wants to. He's got nothing that can define his metzias over anything else. Ama doima l'chamor. A chamor is an undefined being. It's like the Rambam speaks about Ashkocha Klolis for Balachayim. It's a general sense of chamor. Chamor has the least personality of an animal. It's basically a truck. It's that's all it is. There's not any sense of mitzias. That's avdus. And b'meila, it's not shayach. There's a problem for an eved, an akum. There's a Reb Chaim in halacha. Reb Chaim Briska says a halachic hagdara, which is extraordinary implications mitzad its teichem. Reb Chaim says, pashat, you understand that a goy is not Yisrael bechlal, an eved is a half Yisrael, and Yisrael. So basically he asks the Shaila, if we have a Pasuk that Kedusha is not Teif, is an Eved, what do I need a Pasuk that's not Teif, is an Akum? It's a Kavachayim, it's a Kol Shekein. Marach, a half Yisrael can't be Mekadosh Yisrael, certainly a zero Yisrael. So Reb Chaim says that an Eved is not lacking in the Din Yisrael. That's not the Hagdar of it, at least for this. An Eved, Mitzar Atzmai, could be considered a full Yisrael. But because he has a Shem Avdus, Avdus is like chains, it's a chisorin that's chal on it, that makes him less than an Akum. Akum have yichas, Eved doesn't. So the Shem Avdus is megareya from the Shem Yisrael that he does have, and therefore I couldn't have learned to Akum. That's the Reb Chaim's halachic nekuda. An Avdus is something that takes away the definition of the person, any sense. Umas Olam have Amin, there's Amin, there's Moyev, there's Mitzrayim, there's this, that. Avdus is Avdus. And b'meila, the Klal Yisrael in the Golos of Avdus was, they had lost any sense of anything. And that's why Avda Befkeir Nichalei. The lack of definition of family life. This is Ish, and this is Isha, and this is Av, and this is Aim, and this is Ben, and this is Bas. That's, an Eved doesn't even have a feel for that. It becomes the person loses any. An Akum has a sense of self, and it might be Ruah, it might be Ra, it might be Amalek, but there's a sense of Is. There's a sense of self definition. An Eved's Metzias is not like that. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Golus of Das, that was Mitzrayim, was a specific Golus. It was a Golus of being, of not only general being overworked and not having Das in a generic sense, there was also a specific Nekuda of Das lacking in the sense that we're talking about. The Chochma is Yasid Aretz, Tevuna, Shemayim, the das is nifku tahoim, is splitting apart things. Ada tahoim belongs, that meter belongs to das, and b'meila the ability to sharply define things is lost on an evet, is mufka from it, and b'meila he can never strive to be beyond that, because he's not makir the sense of distinction. Mine and Eved, and Eved can't own anything. Mashakon Eved Kona Rabbi. So there's nothing. Any chayfetz anybody can take. Any woman belongs to anybody. Any child belongs to anybody. Any other aim belongs to anybody. So b'meila there's no makom for chalois of becoming a better person. It's locked into. Avdus is a self-contained metzias. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu was mashpia das. The Vayeda was Ashpah of Das to understand what they don't have, to understand what they're lacking. And B'meila, in understanding what they're lacking, they're able to begin to strive for it. Kol Oyed, a person doesn't even dare that there's something. When you speak to somebody who's, you try to encourage somebody who's an idealistic person, and he argues for this ideal, that ideal, the other ideal, vehement arguments against it, that person is not far. I mean, it's a question of getting the right mahalach, so on. But if you take a person who's apathetic, all he cares about is his beer and his burger, and that's it. There's no other, nothing else in a football game. Nothing else bechlal. So how do you wake up the Adam Shaboy? It's not the pshat that is Adam is going the wrong direction. There's just not a tzuris Adam there, because it's all good. As long as he's comfortable, it's fine. Everything is good as long as it's comfortable. So then I don't see any difference. I don't see a difference between eating like this and that. If you like it this way, like this way, like this way. There's no hagdara. There's no way to be magged at something and say, this is Behema, this is Adam, this is Yisrael, this is a loiki. Doesn't exist hagdara. So b'meila, how do you explain to him what he should do if it's all the same anyway? That is the what was missing in Klai Yisrael. That was the gzera, the klol of avdus. That das, in its more specific sense, in a general sense, was missing, and in its specific sense, it was missing. And b'meila, Kadosh Baruch had to be a das and send them a goyel whose midah was das, to take them out of the Sivas Mitzrayim. Let's sum up the Nekudas and just try to get it in a personal sense a little bit. Das is an extraordinary midah. It's the midah that gives sharp resolution, sharp definition to everything in the Bria. By explaining what it is not, tells us what it is. If I tell you that this goes from point A to point B only, so by saying that this is not, if a city stretches only from this point to only this point, then by explaining that outside of this point it's no longer the city, I've given the city definition. And we always speak about Das giving something a metzias. I've given it a real metzias. I've given it a clear hagdara, and it has a metzias. if blue has a very specific agdara, then blue is a very specific entity and its mitzias is very real. If blue is blue-ish, like blue, kind of blue, it reminds you of blue, then it's not, it doesn't have a mitzias. It's just a vague feeling. It's magdir the thing by sharply contrasting what it's not, and by doing so, it gives the thing itself a very clear mitzias, and it allows for a person to attain it. More than that, it's the midah, in a sense, that allows a person to shtel sich zu to something that he's not. In order for a person to strive for something, a person needs to understand what it's not. A person buys a fake diamond for $10, and someone shows him a real diamond for $1,000. If I don't hear a difference, as they're both transparent, they both shine, so then I am never going to strive for that diamond. But what's the problem? It shines. It's nice. What's the problem? There's no way I can, the way in which I can strive for something that's beyond me, the way in which I can correctly declare that something's beyond me and define it to some degree, is by sharply emphasizing that fact, where I am and where I'm not. The lahavdil bein hakodesh lechol allows a person a sense of kodesh, because if there was a kpeda from the stipler I read, as soon as Shabbos was over, he would take off his Shabbos clothing, or as soon as he finished Lav Malka, I think he would take off his Shabbos. He was very makpid to go Shabbos clothing and put on weekday clothing. Because if Shabbos clothing serves Matzah Shabbos as well, it blurs the distinction between Shabbos and Matzah Shabbos. On a small practical note, It's an important, on a very practical level, when a person adds his megareya, if a person prophesies a yontiv that's not a yontiv, that's not a Yiddish yontiv, it's not whatever it is, whether it's good, it's bad, whatever it is, it's lacking in the sense of it dilutes kedusha. It doesn't add, and it certainly it doesn't. It's not stam, and so it doesn't add. It dilutes it. If a person eats macholi Shabbos all week long, then he is staring Shabbos because he's blurring the distinctions on the very physical level. It's still a blurring of distinctions. Anytime a person makes boundaries, obfuscates the boundaries, he kind of fudges the boundaries, then if the fact that we don't work on Sunday takes away from Kedusha Shabbos. So it's a weekend. A weekend is Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. So Kedusha Shabbos is the daming is longer. But the sense of Menucha of Shabbos, that it's a sharply defined entity, because it's not sharply defined physically for us, it's lacking it. In the mitzias of a person looking around the world and strive for something else. And it's a problem. Today it's very, we're always worried that a person by feeling that there is, that he's not adequate, that the thing's better than him, is going to feel inadequate and get depressed, and he's not going to do anything. So the whole focus is to make everybody feel good. Yeah, it's a certain weakness of outdoor, it's a certain problem, and maybe today we're a little more sensitive. Fine, those are all good reasons why you also need to encourage v'chulu. But a person has to understand, at least for himself, a person will not grow unless he understands what he's not. If the fact that I see somebody else who's a big Talmud Chacham, I don't have to take it personally and say, I feel terrible, I feel bad, I did wrong. You don't need to accuse yourself, but you do need to say, he knows and I don't know. He knows this, I don't. He's nahig this way, I'm not. Sometimes it's feasible for a person to make the effort and attain something. It's not feasible, fine. That's already a practical application of it. But lemaisa, unless I have the das that defines for me the distinction between where I am and where he is, where we are and where they are, then we're not going to strive for it. Because what's the difference? A little more, a little less. When the difference is a little more and a little less, there's not a big push to do anything. Das means a person has a very clear hakara of his limitations. He understands ki bashamayim vata ba'aretz. He understands that there's a tahoim between him and the person who's a bigger Talmud Chacham. He understands what he's lacking in Chachma and where there is Chachma that's accomplished. He understands all those things. That das, that lies in the Havdalah, and the das are the same nekuda. In understanding his limitation and the distinction between him and the next step, gives him a tfis on the next step. It allows him to see a clearly defined step, a clearly defined goal on an emotional level. And when a person, kolzman, a person doesn't have that, he's in golos. That's the golos mitzrayim of avda befker nichalei. Everything's the same. Nothing, there's no special. We all do. I can't, you know, it's our accomplishment. It's not my accomplishment. When we use that midah, we lose out on a midah. People are not ambitious. If the class doesn't get individual grades, but the class gets a grade together, then they're all the same. If we pool our money together, we're all the same. We don't have that sharp contrast. A person, it's one of the meters a person has to use. Understandably, depending on the person's mouth, one person is prone to getting depressed and he's got to hook into other meters. But for most of us, a healthy dose of das, of understanding that we are what we are and what our limitations are and where we're not, it helps us define us for ourselves. It helps make the goals reality. It's not the pshat. You have to learn. You have to learn a masechta. You have to learn a seda. You have to learn shas. You have to know. You have to know dal chagish aruch. You have to know this. You have to know that. Clearly, it's a reality. It's not just as long as you're sitting and learning, it's fine. It's very clearly defined entities of knowledge. And when a person has that clear, sharp sense of aleikus, godless, giants, and balatera, and vechulu, that's where when a person makes that line of avdolah, that's the beginning of building to that nekuda. Im ein das bina minayin. If a person doesn't possess das, then the building that he does is just castles and sand. It doesn't stand on anything, it doesn't have a clear mitzias, it's wishy, it's washy. When a person has das, when a person has meaningful critique and sharply defined ruchnistic realities, that's where his bina and his binyan are binyanim shel kayama.